Task 4. You are listening to an interview about what to do before and during travelling. Listen to the interview and complete the note sheet below. Remember to pay attention to spelling and grammar. One space has been filled in for you as an example. You now have 1 minute to study the task. At the end of the task, you will have 2 minutes to tidy up your answers. Good evening, everyone. Welcome to Travel and Lifestyle. I'm Jenny. Tonight, our guest is Ricky Leung, the chairperson of the Hong Kong Travellers Association. Good evening, Ricky. Good to have you on our programme again.
Hello, Jenny. Good to see you too. I heard that you just came back from a holiday.
Yes, it was a short trip, but very relaxing.
That's excellent.
Ricky, in recent years, many people in Hong Kong have liked to plan their own travel and holidays.
Yes. Actually, according to our statistics, more than half of the people in Hong Kong plan their own holidays.
Ricky, during the planning stage and while we are traveling on our own, what are the things we should pay attention to?
There are three things we should pay special attention to. Luggage and valuables, safety and health.
Luggage and valuables. Do you mean we should not leave our luggage unattended in public places?
Yes, but there are two more things about luggage and valuables that many of us tend to overlook. First of all, we should only use covered luggage tags.
Only use covered luggage tags?
That's right. We shouldn't expose our home address and phone number because you never know what people will do if they get your contact details.
Yes, that's true.
Another thing is that we should keep valuables in the hotel safe.
Keep valuables in the hotel safe? Is that safe to do so?
Usually, yes, but of course, I can't guarantee. Most hotels have high safety standards and there are surveillance cameras in hotels.
Yes, that's true. Now, what about the safety issue? What should we pay attention to?
Three things. Firstly, do not discuss your travel plans in public. You never know who the strangers around you are.
Do not discuss travel plans in public. We have to be cautious.
Yes. Also, you should make a copy of your passport and keep it with you at all times.
Well, many people say that we should make a copy of our passport and leave it with our family.
Yes, that's a good idea. But we do need to make a copy of our passport and keep it with us as well. In case you lose it, you can present the copy immediately and the authorities can help you more quickly.
Yes, very true.
The third thing we should do is to get a map and study the travel route.
Get a map and study the travel route. Why?
It's better to familiarise yourself with your travel route and know where you are and the surrounding environment. Remember, if you are travelling on your own, you are your own tour guide. You do need to know your travel route.
Yes, of course.
Now, the last thing is about health.
And that's a very important issue during travelling.
Yes. So, what do you do, Jenny?
Well, I always get travel insurance.
Yes, very good. We should take out travel insurance, even if it's a short trip.
I'm always careful about that, because you never know what will happen. And different countries have different healthcare systems. If we fall ill in another country without travel insurance, it may become a huge problem.
Yes, that's correct. Okay, do you also bring a first aid kit?
No, I don't.
Well, next time, you should take a first aid kit. A first aid kit will come in handy when you have a headache or some minor injuries.
Right, I'll remember that next time.
The last thing about health is to get the right jabs.
Get the right jabs? Is the word jabs spelt J-A-B-S?
Yes, that's correct.
Oh, you mean getting the right vaccinations?
Yes. The vaccinations you need will depend on the country you're visiting. Your doctor will be able to give you specific, up-to-date information on the jabs required for your particular destination.
Ah, I see. All right. Thanks a lot for your advice, Ricky.
You're welcome. And if the audience is planning a holiday overseas, I hope they will find the advice helpful and happy travels.
That is the end of Task 4. You now have 2 minutes to complete your answers to Task 4 and to tidy up all your other answers.